holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Stop talking about the good old days.
Be Holy.
Man, oh man. Listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid day, and I think we're going to have a whole lot of fun with this broadcast. Woo, talking about the good old days. And I mean, we all do it. I don't care how old you are. Even if you're a teenager, you talk about what happened when you were little. And when you turn 20, you talk about what happened in your teenage years. And when you turn 30, now you talk about what happened in college and what was happening when you were 20. And then you turn 40 and talk about, oh man, you remember back when we were 20 and we were 30 with this, that, and the other. And then you turn around and look around at you're 50 years old and you still talking about the good old days. As my son says, let it go. Go ahead and leave. Don't sit there. You know, those people, that what they tend to do is they can never leave the high school. They can never leave the high school. They always come to all the games. They come. I mean, I understand alumni are going to do that. You know, that's, I get it. But sometimes, you know, some people just never leave the high school. They still go in and see it and still. I mean, maybe that's their satisfaction. Maybe that was the part of life that they really liked. So maybe I'm corrected. Just listen. Don't talk about them good old days. It's not good for you. Woo! We're going to read that in the Bible, talking about the good old days and how if you're not careful, you'll still think the good old days is today. That's what you'll think. And it's not. It's not. The good old days have already come and gone. It's come and gone. And so, sure, you might have learned something from the good old days. Maybe it was better than it is now. You know, I mean, I can look at now and say, like, the way people dance on television and now, and I look back to, you know, I mean, I don't even think I was born back then, but, you know, back when Elvis was on the stage gyrating and things like that, they'd rather have Elvis now. Or even when it was, Michael Jackson, when he was on there and he would dance, I know they wish they were having Michael Jackson dancing now as opposed to this dancing that they see that's on TV now. I mean, it just gets worse and worse over time. And not every dance is bad. I'm saying that generally the most popular ones are the most bad ones. So you always look back to the good old days to feel better. And the Bible tells us not to do that. Oh, yes, he told us not to do it. It's not best we do that. What was it? We were in Ecclesiastes 7. Ecclesiastes 7. And I think it was verse number 10. We'll start there. We closed out yesterday on control your temper, for anger labels you as a fool. That tells everything. Control your temper. You know, because, you know, and that speaks to all of the marching, all of the displays of the politics or whatever, you know. You got to be able to keep your temper, because if you don't, what you're trying to say can get misconstrued, and it'll just label. It's not that you're a fool; it'll label you as that, and you might not even be a fool. What you're contending against might be even right. What you're saying might be right, but because you lose your temper, people automatically are going to label you as a fool. So, if you got something to say, learn how to say it, and keep your temper. Amen. If you have something to say, just learn how to keep your temper so they don't label you as a fool. Now, if you, whatever you're saying is not good, you know, whatever, however you try to keep your temper, is still not going to be good. Just make sure whatever it is that you're trying to say and what you're trying to convey is good. But keep that temper under control so they don't just dismiss you and say you're a fool. No. Verse number 10, it says this. Don't long for the good old days. That is not wise. Now that's in the Bible. Don't long for the good old days. That's not wise. You're not, you're trying to, you're living in reality, but your mind is living in the good old days. See, and that, and even in church, that stops us. So even though the good old days, we had choir robes and we swayed from side to side and we might have sang 4-part harmony or 3-part harmony or 12-part harmony, whatever. And that's what was good back then, because that's what was popular back then. Well, nowadays you have to find out what's popular now. Not that you're going to just bend to all that is popular. Certain things you just hold in place and let everybody come back to it. Yeah, but I'm just giving you an example as far as church goes, how we can be staring reality in the face, but thinking good old days. And when we do that, it don't help us. Now, everything, sometimes it could help us, but it talks about it not being wise. It's not wise to do that. Okay? It's not wise to do that. If you're going to think about the good old days, just like what was the scripture was talking about, putting new wine in old skins, it's going to be kind of hard to do because the strength of the new wine is going to break those old skins. It just will. The skins is what they put the wine in that they would drink out of. But what I'm telling you is this. Living in the good old days could kind of really hinder whatever it is that you're trying to do. Maybe you want to mix some of that good old days with the new thing that you're doing, you know? Okay, but you really got to make sure that you don't long for the good old days. Longing for the good old days is what gets you in trouble. Lingering in the good old days is what gets you in trouble. You know, because you're supposed to be wiser now than you were in the good old days. And sometimes, yeah, we just long for it, but we shouldn't. The good old days. You're trying to make your children dress like you dressed. You're trying to raise your children the way your parents raised you. Or even though God has given you insight about how to raise your children, you're still trying to think about the good old days. This is how mom and dad did it. And sure, sometimes that might be what you go by until you learn better or you learn more or you really learn what the good old days wasn't telling you, because you really didn't know anything about the good old days. If you think about it, you really didn't know anything about the good old days. You were young in the good old days. And when you were young, you really didn't know anything. You were strong, but you really didn't know anything. And this verse here talks about don't long for the good old days. It's not wise. Verse number 11. Wisdom is even better when you have money. Huh? Look at that. It said wisdom. Verse number 11. Wisdom is better when you have money. Both are a benefit as you go through life. Money and wisdom. Wisdom is even better when you have money. Both are a benefit as you go through life. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Wisdom. See, if we long for wisdom, that would be better. Because that's going to benefit us in life. Wisdom is going to show us how to make the money. Wisdom is going to show us how to keep the money or keep the wealth. And just like it talks about wisdom, a lot of times it's talking about the wisdom of God. So, if you long after wisdom, wisdom will teach you things. Wisdom is knowing how to apply the knowledge. See, and if God has given you all the wisdom, like I told you, he started giving us wisdom at conception. When we were conceived, he began to give us wisdom as a fetus or as an infant or as a baby, if you want to call it. I don't know. If it is a baby, regardless of what anybody says, it's a baby. God was giving us wisdom then. He was giving us wisdom then because he knew it would be a benefit to us in the future. But what did we do? Oh, we left the wisdom down and went chasing after money. That's what we do. We put the wisdom down, put God down, and go chase after the money. Instead of hearing what God has to say, we're going to get the money. Now, he said both are a benefit. So he's not putting down money. He's saying wisdom is even better when you have money. When you have money, wisdom is way better. Both are a benefit. As you go through life, wisdom and money can get you almost anything, but only wisdom can save your life. That's number 12. Wisdom and money can get you almost anything, but only wisdom can save your life. Wisdom. So before you get everything, make sure you get the wisdom. Money's a benefit, but make sure you get the wisdom. See, I'm not going to tell you money is a bad thing. It's the love of money that starts all that evil. That's the root of the evil. If we can kill the love of money, we can kill a lot of evil. If we can kill the love of money, because that's the root of it. See, if you kill the root of a tree, you'll kill the tree. If you just cut the tree down, it'll grow out the roots. All the roots underneath that you can't see will then spring forth and come up to save the tree. But if we kill the love of money, we can stop a lot of that evil. That's where that evil comes, that love of money. I don't understand it, but it does. Wisdom is better when you have money. Both are a benefit to you as you go through life. Wisdom and money can get you almost anything, but only wisdom can save your life. Verse number 13. Accept the way God does things, for who can straighten what he has made crooked? So God makes some things straight, and he makes some things crooked. Man. So some people are made straight. Some people are made crooked. They can all change, I guess. If they're trusting God, they can change. Accept the way God does things. For who can straighten what he has made crooked? Verse number 14 is in a good time for right now. Verse number 14 is for this economy and for this world that we live in. All right, watch this. Enjoy prosperity while you can, but when hard times strike, realize that both come from God. So the prosperity comes from God and the hard times come from God. Remember that nothing is certain in this life. Nothing is certain. Enjoy prosperity while you can, but when hard times strike, remember and realize that both come from God. Remember that nothing is certain in this life.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.